darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness, baby. Darkness in your eyes. Darkness in the sunlight.
Come in all that darkness hole.
Darkness in Cody's Man of Steel eyes.
Darkness to his soul, so he can't see nothing else that's good in the world.
People are like, oh, there you go, Cody. It's like, Cody ain't on yet right now. People are like, I'm gonna make fun as much as I can right now. Get all that Cody hate right now.
You better answer that Skype call. Better hang up from his hidden lover.
Darkness be in your colorful eyes, or in your blooming face.
In his How to Train or How to Think Like a Man 2.
Oh, with Cody. Michael Ealy and Cody. Darkness. That movie's full of all darkness. I don't know how you spelled that fucking movie shit. Oh, coonish ass way they fucking spelled that shit. T-O-O. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a fucking bitch? I had a hard time typing that, too, when I was putting up me and Cody's episode we did. And I was just like, these niggas, I swear to fuck.
Hey, but phenomenal one. It's clever. Remember?
It's urban and stupid is what it is.
It's urban and stupid.
DJ, we recorded an episode, and we was, I was looking for the trailer for Think Like a Man 2, right? And I kept putting in the number 2, right? And I was telling Cody, man, I'm having a hard time finding this fucking trailer. And then I realized, oh, because it ain't spelled with a number 2. It's spelled T-O-O. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what kind of buffoonish shit is this? It don't even make any damn sense, neither. Like,
it's like, if you're not trying to use proper grammar, just say, like, forget it. Just whatever. Just, you know, they're going to say, like, for the F-O-U-R.
The fucking
for
Lala
the color girls
that,
or something.
Was it Lala? That'd be some dumbass. You know, it's Kevin Hart. They probably say, hey, man, you the reason why we here. You fucking put something clever in the title. I got it. How about you change the number 2 to T-O-O and shit? Because, you know, black people can't spell, right?
Okay.
They're going to laugh at that. They're going to be like, girl, didn't you see how they wrote the 2-2s? You know, shit.
Probably some of them not even going to recognize it. You know, they just think, like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Sort of God, shit took me like 3 minutes to look for it. And I was just like, damn, I really can't find this. I was like, they must be really trying to ban this trailer. Then I saw somebody write it in. It was like, oh, T-O. I was like, no, the fuck is not. And I looked it up on Box Office Mojo. And it said T-O, and I was like, ain't this a bitch? Some dumb and dumber bullshit they got going on here.
I would hate to read the book now because, you know, it's based on some book, right?
Based that Steve Harvey wrote. Fuck that nigga. Did he write 2 of these books now?
I know the first one is at least based on a book. I don't know this one.
I'm like, how did you gotta write a book and you don't even know your proper grammar?
Who the fuck thought taking advice from this bald-headed, colorful suit-wearing ass nigga?
Man, he looked like a Goomba from Mario.
that nigga looked like his own set of Groucho Marx glasses and shit.
Oh, man.
That nigga lip is attached to that gay-ass porn star mustache he got. Or
oh, man. I never liked him as... I remember him and Nick Cannon in that stupid-ass movie.
My God.
Oh, God. They did. We're in a movie together, weren't they?
Hashtag fuck Nick Cannon, people. Best thing about that movie, Christina Milian. That's it. I was able to block the rest of that shit out to see that movie a second time for her. That's when I had a huge thing for her. But then I realized as I got older, I was like, you know what? I can't stand that little dweeby bastard right there. And I can't stand his big lip ass father in this shit, too. That nigga epitomizes the black stereotype of big lip, goonish, big-eyed, gums-looking, teeth-shining motherfucker or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Always talking like this and saying things like, come on, boy, don't you need to get some?
That nigga's not funny.
I know. I don't know. Well, and then I guess he had that show, the Steve Harvey show.
Oh,
this is how much we were
Cedric down with him.
We were pining.
He dragged Cedric down with him.
He dragged Cedric down with him as his sidekick and shit.
As if he didn't play equal part in that bullshit.
Oh, that's Cedric Entertainment Show, man. I look back at it. I'm like, what kind of...
No, I'm talking about in the Harvey Show, because he remember Cedric was in that show, remember?
Right.
And then Cedric got his own show, and I was just like, damn, this nigga spawned this nigga off.
Cedric was like a unintelligent gym teacher dating mm-hmm. some ratchet,
ratchet
wife.
Bitch.
Yeah, that lived in that worked in the high school. Yeah. Hi, boss lady. I'm like, my God.
Yeah.
Cedric looked like he had Down syndrome and shit, because that nigga looked up, always tilted to the left and shit. Like,
he did.
Nigga, why are you looking that way, nigga? Come on. I'm trying to act like good in the street at the same time, nigga.
If somebody took Forrest Whitaker and left him in a microwave and then told him to act.
Damn.
I thought you were going to say it's almost as if somebody took Forrest Whitaker and merged him with Steve Harvey and just said, there you go.
And then, I don't know, I thought he did it. I thought he was a special ed teacher. Because Cedric would come out like, hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve, when I'm going to get my own show?
Hey, we two grown-ass men in Chicago living in a little apartment together.
Who would have thought this was a good idea? You'd be a music teacher, I'd be a coach. Yeah, yeah, that's a good show right there, right? Dang, Homeboys in Outer Space ain't got nothing on this, right? The D.L. Hughley show ain't got nothing on this, right? Matter of fact, we team with him and that other nigga, dead nigga, and the king.
I was just about to say that, too. Like, the kid got shot. Like, the kid died or something in gang violence. I'm like, how you get to get in gang violence? And you're an actor.
Let's call it the original King's Con. I remember when I heard that, I was just like, ain't none of these niggas funny. None of these niggas funny. I mean, if that's the Kings, then damn. Shit. That's the Kings, and fuck. You know what? That's our granddaddy's king. Okay.
I mean,
that nigga
got all
ugly ass suits, though. I swear. Them are the most ugly as fuck. I remember for fucking, you know, when you go out to dances back when you were in high school, you know, you go to the suit store. I swear, whenever there's an old black man there, he always try to get you, how about this suit, young blood? Would you try this one? I was like, nigga, you don't get that colorful-ass golden Steve Harvey suit away from me?
I am not a pimp. Don't dress me as one.
Them niggas wearing them baggy-ass fucking pants or whatever shit with the long sleeves on his pants so he can do a little two-step. Like, nigga, I do not want to be fucking dancing to Marvin Gaye looking like Steve Harvey with my lip hanging out and shit.
I don't want to look like the Fox from the WB.
You know it's bad when the RZA can tuck his lip in more than Steve Harvey can.
Well, I don't know about that, man.
Steve Harvey lip just hangs. At least the RZA can lick it, at least, or whatever. He goes, you know what I'm
saying? You say so, man. I don't know.
At least Steve Harvey RZA, is like, you don't see his fucking teeth most of the time when his lip is hanging, because his big-ass lips is covering his teeth.
See, that's why everybody thinks Steve Harvey have a face to shock, like a shocking face. But no, that's just his lip hanging down, so he try to make his eyebrow match his facial expression.
He's like a fucking dog, droopy. Face is just sagging and shit. His face looks like what Cameron Diaz looks like today. Just droopy.
Aw, damn.
And okay, now.
Damn.
That was uncalled for, man. Why is she getting strapped?
Fuck her.
That movie hasn't came out yet.
You know why? Because I'm sitting on traffic on the 405. I see a big-ass giant sex tape poster and her lingy-ass arms. And shit. I'm just like, bitch, you need to stop it. Please. Just every time I look, I see your ass now or whatever. It's like, bitch, you is not sexy no more. Okay? You ain't even close to it no more. Shit. Matter of fact, people say, wouldn't you fuck that? If she was coming to me, I can tell you this right now. Probably I would fuck her, but I can tell her right now. You don't do anything for my boner here, really. I mean, this is going to be a pity fuck for you, if anything.
Talking all that shit. No, goddamn well, she walked in right now.
No, not even a little bit. I'd rather fuck, what's that chick she was in that movie with? And the other woman, damn, I don't even remember her name, but she was in a...
Oh, of course.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Helen Mirren is sexier than Cameron Diaz. There you go.
All right, Come on now.
I would
now
fuck that. And you know why? It's because Helen Mirren, when you see her in movies, she sits there, plays it smooth, got her James Bond suit on or whatever shit. She just sits, she don't try to throw herself. Cameron Diaz tries too fucking hard to throw herself out there like she's something. Like, bitch, you turning me off right now.
Helen Mirren does seem like a little goofy.
It's like, stay off. Helen Mirren, she's over there. Look at that. Look at that. Look how smooth she is. She's so smooth that you go up to her and be like, I want to fuck you. And she'll look at you and be like, I know. And then walk away and you'd be like, damn. Cameron Diaz would be like, okay. It's about time. Somebody asked me that.
Cameron Diaz, she does kind of look. She looked like she would be a little like goofy when she's going down on you or something like that, just making noises like hee hee. Like you come up, she tied like a bow tie to your penis. She's like, what is going on?
She'd be like,
I'm really cute, have I?
Isn't that so cute? I'd be like, bitch, you don't get the fuck up on place.
Now she used to be my she was my first crush when I saw her in The Mask because she was so fine in The Mask. She didn't even look like the same.
Me and Cody said that. She was hot as fuck in The Mask. I don't know what she did to herself lately, but fuck.
Yeah, that was her first time looking hot and her last time.
Yeah. Now, she wasn't all that hot in, like, Something About Mary. When I saw her that movie, I'm like, she's not all that great to be head over heels over.
I always thought she was ugly, personally.
Not from The Mask.
No, not from The Mask. No, Mask is fuck. She was sexy as fuck. That dress she was wearing was damn shit. But after that, it was just like... Yeah, they must put toilet paper in them damn shorts. Cause I don't know what happened in a time span of a year, but yeah, sure did fade away real quick. You know what? You know what it was? The Mask must be a real masterpiece then, because we really saw that movie in 3D by watching it through Jim Carrey's mask, thinking that she was actually fucking gorgeous. That really was her. We was just looking through Jim Carrey's eyes and shit.
Yeah, that movie's deeper than I thought.
It's like beer goggles and shit. We watched it. We didn't watch it through 3D. We watched it in beer goggle vision. I'll tell you, you still look good, though. Shit, I saw this little crappy-ass performance she did or whatever. It's Jennifer Lopez.
What?
Yeah, she did not age, man, at all.
Man, that body is still... So I was like, God damn, dude. And she's like, what, she's 46 now, Cody?
I don't think she's 40. She's in her 40s. I don't know if she's 46.
It's 43 or 46. I can't remember now. I always get 3 and 6 mixed up with her because the nigga can't count. But anyway...
tree
tree.
She's 44 actually.
Okay. See, I suppose. She looks damn good for 44.
I don't know, man.
Come on, man.
All right, man. You gonna tell me Cameron Diaz over Jennifer Lopez? Come on.
Jennifer Diaz, some slack.
Gotta put them back to back, but.
Oh hell no!
I don't know, man. I don't have a clear image of Jennifer Lopez in my brain.
Hey,
it's not like I say like
Alan, look up Jennifer Lopez. There you go.
We gotta send him this link to this performance she did. It's crappy as fuck, but the way she moving around that dance.
What?
Man, she still got it, dude. She still got it, especially in that crappy movie she was in. What was it, Parker last year?
I think that was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Was that last year?
I don't remember. I think it was. Yeah, it was last year because last year, Stallone's year. Remember?
You know, I don't even worry about these.
He produced it though and wrote it.
It was last year. Never mind.
See, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the photos of her and
you don't think she's fine?
She only got that Beyonce look.
Oh my god! This nigga. She looks better than Beyonce, you ask me.
I'm not saying Beyonce even looked good to me. I'm just saying.
Then why the hell would you even compare this chick to Beyonce?
that's the way they look. They all kind of have a similar look to each other. They all like a type of Carmen Carmel or something. I don't know.
That was before Beyonce. I just want to put that out there.
All right. That's good.
Man, come on, man. You ain't going to sit up here and tell me, Karen. If they both walked in this room right now, are you going to pick Cameron Diaz over J-Lo?
J-Lo give me some kind of mannish scare vibe. So
really? She is giving you a mannish scare vibe. She's talking about fuck me now, CJ. Yeah, fuck me.
If I want to have a fake Latino, then I'll probably go with Cameron Diaz.
Oh my God.
All right, you open that link and you tell me that's ugly. You tell me that's ugly.
You know, if anything, though, my only hot Latino I like right now is that lady from Modern Family.
Sophia Vergara?
One needs to have her mouth stapled.
Yeah, exactly. She's the most annoying as fuck, though.
I don't give a shit. You see those titties? I don't give a shit.
Jennifer Lopez got ass.
I don't care about ass. I'm a titty man.
Oh, man, but Jennifer Lopez can dance and all that shit. She know how to work. Sophia Vergara talk. You going to kick that bitch out.
I would love her. I would put one of her titties in her mouth so she can't talk.
No, what are you looking at that link that I just sent you?
About to right now.
You tell me that's ugly. You can't sit up here and tell me that's ugly.
Did you see me on Facebook?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. Oh shit.
Hey, y'all been
trying to talk so nobody can say typical.
Yeah. I haven't even gotten it yet.
Oh, you haven't gotten? No, I sent it on Skype.
Oh, Skype.
Yeah, I sent it on Skype.
Oh, okay.
Come on, CJ, man, you can't sit up here and tell me, dude, this.
Well, I guess it looked like that's why I think
he's full of shit, CJ.
CJ, okay, if that one didn't do it for you, CJ, I'm sending you a body shot now.
Oh my god, man, it's not gonna work.
Man, what you mean? Man, you gay. You know what, Cody, my girlfriend was right, isn't
he? No, he has a unique taste, man, because he was chasing ass at that Dr. Who event the other day. Man, we saw that shit, CJ. I don't think we did.
I don't know what you talking about. You know I don't like Dr.
Yo, ass don't even like Dr. Who. Matter of fact, main nigga talking about how you don't like Dr. Who, yet you were always at these fucking events. That's the third event I didn't see you wear for a Dr.
I was like cheesing his ass off.
Okay, CJ, you seen this new next photo. You telling me she's not cute or sexy?
Gosh.
Come on, CJ.
Come on, man. You got to admit.
That photo does look a little airbrushed, but come on, man.
Yeah, this one is airbrushed because, you know, it's a little photo. But still, that's the body, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come on, man.
Man, I don't think we have to rest this part.
Okay.
It may have to come to another pitch.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, there you go, folks. Another CJ fuck up.
Another fucking fuck it to CJ. Goddamn. CJ's around. This girl
I give her a see her on a not fuck it.
Here we go.
Okay, CJ, let me put it this way. A scale of 1 to 10, what would you give her?
Who? Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
I guess a 7.
I thought you were about to say a 6, nigga. I was about to hop through
the I was going to say 6, really.
Slap
I heard
the
disappointment in your voice.
Nigga, this is no 6, nigga. That for 44? Come on, man. She still can pass for 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That California sun hit y'all
heads. Oh, man, nigga.
Oh, come the hell out of here.
Oh, man. But, you know, I guess we'll never we'll get on board with each other one day.
Oh, man. Okay, you know, I'm putting the poll up now, dude. People agree with CJ. this is bull. I've never heard a man say no shit like that. They, you know, okay, that one in the air, that's in the air right there, nigga. You know damn well if she was coming in the room right now, you'd fuck that. Cameron Diaz, obviously, we already know my answer for that one. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'd rather jerk off and watch porn or something like that. But then again, if I want some buzz, then I'll just fuck you. But then I'll be like, here's your taxi voucher. You can leave now, bitch. But Jennifer Lopez, I'd be like, baby, where you going? Stay, baby. I want to get that ass one more time, please. I'd be like Tyrone Biggums and shit. J-Lo's ass in a bar in a can.
You're walking up Kohl's to get to her and shit.
Yeah. It's something you need to know about me, Cody. Fuck J-Lo. Shit, come on now, man. Damn you, CJ. You always saying some shit that we can't agree with.
Well, it's a living, I guess. But anyway, how was your Father's Day weekend? Because I got a story
for Father's Day, man. You pissed me off.
Damn. You wanna talk about
it? She is the epitome of older Latin women.
Look, man, we're beating a dead Puerto Rican, okay?
So. Fuck you,
nigga. Oh, she's alive and well with me, man. I don't know what you're talking about, CJ.
She can stand next to Cody right now, and you'd be like, damn, I don't know which one's the youngest, you know? That's how good she looks in 44. All right, CJ, fuck it. We ain't never. Okay, you just gonna make me mad now. Nigga, how was your weekend, nigga?
My father.
Damn, are you Mexican, CJ? Because you just hating right now. That's what it is.
Is that what Mexicans do?
They do that. I know some girls. I know girls that don't like Jennifer Lopez. Hispanic girls that don't like her. They be like, I just don't like her. I just like, yeah, that's jealousy. What that is?
Nah, just like her and Beyonce and
Stop comparing her to Beyonce.
It's just that, like, I don't find them attractive like that. I have a different type of attraction. Like, I like, what's the name? Azario Dawson.
You know what? I got it, Cody. Bitches from Sucker Punch. That's what it is. He like bitches. Yep. I don't like bitches that got power control. He
No. He likes lack of respect.
They got power control in that movie, okay? And self-respect. Don't care. It's better than enough.
Here we go.
I think daydreaming is power and control.
Dancing naked is how women control power.
Okay. All right.
Miley Cyrus.
Here we go.
Generation.
Y'all hear this weird shit right now, guys?
Say Miley Cyrus. Hold on. You said
Miley Cyrus.
You telling me that you would fuck Miley Cyrus over J-Lo?
No, because she'd be licking too many sledgehammers. I wouldn't do none of it.
Okay, even if she wasn't doing the licking shit, you think before the whole stage performance shit she does, whatever, would you sleep with Miley Cyrus or J-Lo? Why are you even thinking about it?
Does she have hair?
Nothing to think about.
Take too long, man.
Because all I'm thinking about is like Miley Cyrus without hair, you know, all looking like that workout chick from the 90s.
Man, complicating the fuck out of this.
We're jumping to so many hoops right now.
God damn, dude! Cody? If you was asking me that question, no thinking about it. Whether Miley Cyrus is doing what she's doing now at all, J Lo shit.
No brainer.
Nah.
What you mean no?
Miley still looks like a 18-year-old girl, and J Lo just not attracted to her. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some features that you can find attractive, but. I just can't.
There is no feature. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. Okay, we ain't gonna see eye on this. The people.
No, when, I wish. I'm trying to convince this dude, man. We can get nowhere with this, apparently.
You know what? I'm just gonna start being like Cody now and just say, you know, why the fuck I even try? Are you trying?
Exactly.
No convincing. Like, he said, people, all right, comment now, whatever. J-Lo or not? Would you even sleep with her? Would you just date her? Would you sleep with her or not, or whatever? That's all. That's the question we hear. Because apparently, do you agree with CJ or not about J-Lo? Putting a poll up about that shit now. God damn.
Man.
Damn, dude.
You put your poll down for J-Lo, okay?
Sophia Vergara, man. Oh, my God. That's all she got is tits, man. She's other than that.
That's my love.
You know what? I got it, Cody. This nigga just like bimbos. That's what.
Bimbos?
I got it. It's the Sucker Punch girls. Obviously, they were bimbos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sofia Vergara, and all you can say is, I just like her tits. You like right. Bimbos. Go ahead. He ain't denying it. Really. He's just like, well.
I love strong, beautiful women who dance.
Oh, my God.
You ain't allowed to say the strong word, nigga.
Yeah, man, you know the meaning of a strong woman. Do you?
People, once again, this nigga think the women in Sucker Punch were strong. Come on now.
I don't think they had no. That movie was a metaphor of how strong they were. Did you see it?
Watch. Next thing you know, CJ is going to be talking about, the women in Showgirls. Yeah, they were strong women, too. One of my favorite movies.
The girls and How to Be a Player. Them girls were super strong because they did what they had to do because they had to make money.
Exactly.
Maleficent was a strong woman, even though she
you
was,
wouldn't know shit about that movie. You was drunk watching it, so shut up, nigga. Cody, I told you on that episode, this nigga taking credit talking about everybody talking about that movie was about rape. They must have listened to my review, not knowing that 122 other reviews exactly. Said the same goddamn thing.
Well, your ass.
I was a pioneer. Okay, you know they don't give pioneers to black people no more. They take our credit.
Okay, first of all, I said that before you, number one, in my review, and my review was posted 2 weeks before yours even got even.
You went back and edited in. Man, I know you and your ways, all right?
You know my ways. I wish I could know your ways so I could predict you, nigga.
Yeah. No, I ain't no predict CJ. Oh, that is a blank canvas.
All right. Shit. This nigga. How was your weekend, CJ, other than trying to trick women that you like Doctor Who?
Man, this weekend, my time was wasted because a friend of mine...
You didn't get no pussy from them women, huh?
A friend of mine, she called me.
She's busy talking about Sucker Punch. She's busy having Sucker Punch down their throats, telling her that she's a good movie. I thought, this is what you should act.
I was trying to tell them that, but, you know, they don't want to listen.
This nigga didn't wait till after the movie's over. Like, the credits rolled, and he was just like, hey, so what do you think about fucking right now?
Damn. Man, like, no subtlety, man. Shit.
Why, Dread 2.0 kept talking about, don't you get me, CJ? Because he says,
is he dead?
He has commented since that week.
That was
since his murder.
God. We need to go investigate that IP address to make sure.
Shit. I'm not investigating shit. Oh, CJ.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I ain't looking up shit on this, okay? No, okay?
MovieSpoiler.com. Spoil Man Fantasy.
I'm glad you can never get the website name right, so. You keep talking about that. Oh shit. Well, anyway, continue, CJ, with your punk ass weekend.
Alright, so a friend of mine called me and she was like, hey, I know an ex of yours and I think your ex baby look a lot like you. And I'm like, excuse me? You know,
you fucking your
cousin. But she told me,
you fucking your cousin, what? Somebody that look like you, what?
No, just I guess. I don't know, man. But
see, that's so I had women, Cody. People that look like him.
Exactly.
Jake and then don't look like me, so I can't fuck her.
So she had me all paranoid and everything, and I went on Facebook, and I had to, like, look at a photo of my ex and her baby, and then I would show other people. So I showed, like, at least about 15 other people. And out of 15 people, like, three of them said it didn't look like me, and then 10 of them said it did. I'm like, what?
People, Papa CJ, happy Father's Day, CJ.
Illegitimate children. I love it. I love it.
You completed the stereotype of the darkness.
You know what? And that was it. I would have been really mad. I really would have been mad if that was true, because
it's
then
true.
She put me in a stereotype. And look, okay, you know, and I'm asking for trouble. I'm going to send you the link right now.
Oh, shit, you going to send us photos? Okay, yes, we want to see. You know what?
But
CJ, you ain't never going to know until you take a blood test.
You know what? And that's what the whole thing was. I was thinking about how to kidnap a baby, you know, like how to get
how the
DNA.
Will help your situation.
That's CJ logic.
Well, how do you just ask, hey, can I put this swab in your baby's mouth?
How's your last name Coleman?
No, because...
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. I already solved the mystery, so it's over. It's
Wait
over
a minute.
On that.
Corey's sister?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Where is this chick
she
from?
Was, she, that wasn't her last name until she got with the guy. She got
Whatever.
With the guy. She married a guy that had that last name.
Corey, right now. Chicago John, fucking your sister, nigga. Damn.
And he really wanted to be part of that site.
No wonder he wanted you part of that site and then regretted it. Hey, Cody, what do you think of this kid?
I don't know, man. I'm calling CJ Seed.
CJ, that baby has your facial structure like a mother. It's got the nose and it, like it looks nothing like the mama.
Chicago John the Cub.
All right, now I already got a link.
This nigga sound nervous.
I was, but I got science though. I got science.
Man, CJ, she got that smile, man.
CJ,
now
that is your baby.
Now,
hold
out.
On,
so,
let me get my girlfriend real quick. Hold on.
No.
Oh my god,
baby. I want you to look at this. I want you to confirm this. CJ, on Father's Day, found out he might have a kid. Does that little girl look like CJ? Thank you. Say it in the mic, please. Say it in the mic.
It does look. She does look like you.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever looked at her like that?
That is your baby, CJ.
That's her dad in the other picture. I heard the link.
That is your baby, CJ.
No. Anyway.
I'm trying to change the subject. This show just got a lot of interesting.
Dude, she looked even more like you in the second photo. What the hell?
That. The reason why I know is not because. So, when I was going out with her, she was like, she didn't want to have sex before marriage and stuff like that. She was that type of girl, right? I'm telling you.
Cody.
Oh.
Now, I saw the second photo. Now, yeah. I said, I disagree.
Anyway,
people, this is over. We're done. Good night, everybody. This is a cake right here.
That's second photo, CJ. Come on, man. Let's be real. Come on, man.
Hey, CJ, this is me and Cody not even fucking with you. That child looks just like you, nigga.
Well, I guess it's us.
She said she's got the same face layout that your ass do with it. The forehead, the eyes, the cheek, the nose, nigga. Like, that baby is your baby.
Oh,
Corey,
my God.
You know, Corey Coleman from Austin, Texas. That is your sister, CJ Chicago John. And this is fucking your sister. Just to let you know that.
Now, the thing is...
There is no thing here. Stop trying to make excuses.
No, I'm not making any excuses, okay?
You're sending us these photos and shit.
But the thing is, I know we didn't do anything. We never did anything.
Yeah, but
I mean,
your ass get drunk and black out. You don't even remember shit.
Unless she did something foul. I mean, that's all. And I was all worried about it. Like, she went to the dumpster diving. Or when she would give me a blowjob, something she probably like spit it back and then put it in or something. I don't know.
Cody, you want to know something?
What's that?
I know this nigga is lying. Is because he's worried about it.
I'm not.
If you didn't do anything, then why would you even why even go into detail about this? Then
I'm telling you about my weekend.
This nigga sound nervous.
Because when somebody after I have showed like 15 people, and then like everybody 18, say the same thing.
18 now.
Yeah, I know. 18 now.
Yeah.
And only 3 people said it wasn't, and now the other people said it was.
Uh huh.
See, so I don't think you should be nervous. She's a beautiful little girl. You should be proud.
Okay. No. I am not gonna be the stereotype. Okay. I refuse.
Well, there is no stereotype. You didn't know. You just now know. So now it's your duty to go take care of your little baby girl now.
I took the date.
Hey, Cody, guess that trip to Brazil is canceled.
I took the day of the baby was born, and I put it in. I put it in whenwasiconceived.com.
Okay, we got to move to topics. That is.
No, we're going to finish this.
Don't take all night of pitches, man. All right.
Long story short, man. I put it in whenwasiconceived.com, and there was no way that it was going.
Yeah, I went to his website. Yeah, he told me exactly what was going on, man. You got to give me the full rundown.
CJ pointed this website out for all the deadbeat dads. I mean, the illegitimate.
I am not the Goku of this.
We trying to put no anime on this shit. That ain't no Goku shit. That's just your black ass not knowing shit. So what is this website? Plan it out clearly so that all the listeners can hear.
It's called whenwasiconceived.com.
Mm-hmm.
And damn.
You put your birthday in there, and it will tell you what day you were conceived, or like probably the week that you were.
Damn, the week has done research. Like Cody, once again, if you know you ain't slept with her, then why are you doing all this research then?
Because, like, it messed with me. It, like, I had a dream and everything.
You guilty,
like,
man. That's your fucking dream.
I'm guilty about a lot of stuff, okay?
Yeah, no kidding, CJ.
Hey, I ain't gonna say, but it ain't too many niggas that look like CeeLo Green. That's all I gotta say. And your baby is, I'm gonna say your baby.
Oh my gosh.
Look, I don't know what you're so embarrassed about, bro. I think, and she looked like she, what, Cody, she looked like she could be four in this photo?
Which one?
I guess either one, actually. Three or four, maybe?
Yeah, she's about three or four. I don't know.
She looks like three, yeah.
Damn, Cody. I mean, CJ, you don't even know your damn baby's age and shit?
Look, man, even if it was, like, I got set up. Okay, how am I supposed to know that?
He got set up. Oh, okay.
Hey, Cody, he's one of them dudes. It's her fault.
Yeah, yeah, she wouldn't put the dick in there. It wasn't my fault.
She should have took that pill like I gave to her. Now, granted, I did leave and didn't see her eat the pill, but still, you know, CJ, man, that's your child. Where does this chick live?
The chick live in Kentucky.
Damn, nigga, you in Kentucky almost every month.
Hey, you know CJ be traveling all the time.
Hey, people, if you don't know CJ always going to Kentucky. It's like damn near every other week now or whatever shit. Every time he posts on Facebook, you can see the location. It says Kentucky or whatever shit. This motherfucker stays in Kentucky pretty much, whatever. Dude, that's your child. Let me tell you something right now. It's best you just confront the situation now before she gets angry, because she is black now. I'm talking about the woman, too, here. Before she gets angry and say, you know what? Fuck that nigga. You know, I'm going to do this, that, whatever. So I would follow you. I would go do the blood test, man.
How do I just, like, walk up to some, you know, some girl and say, hey, I think you're the baby maybe my baby.
What do you mean,
some
girl? Your ex. This ain't no real.
Still, man.
I like how he's trying to say, like, oh, she's just some random girl now all of a sudden. Cody, did this story open up with some friend of mine saw my ex?
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden, she's just some random girl now. CJ and storytelling, I swear.
See, now you got me roaming these older photos. And there's this one picture, man. Oh, my God. All right, P1, go to the album.
Okay.
The mobile uploads.
Okay.
And go down to the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, go down to the 6th row, 2nd picture, and tell me that it's not like CJ.
She's a pretty girl, too, by the way, CJ. The woman you slept with here.
I mean, P1, tell me.
Oh, my God.
You see that?
Dude, that's your baby mama, dude. That's your baby. Oh my God, dude.
Oh.
I like that sign, defeat in your mouth. You just like, oh.
CJ, even on that one, man. Come on now.
No.
I like how this episode became an episode of Maury now. CJ, you are the father. You were the father, CJ. Come on, man.
It's not. I already used science. Science already showed.
Man, that ain't no science. That's a fucking website, dude.
Look, there was science. Man. There was me knowing. I have confidence.
Can that look
I
at that?
I want to share a story.
I just told my friends. And lied to us. Now you tell me that is not your child. Look at that little girl, man.
Trust me, you are related to this child in some form or another. I don't know what it is, but that child is somewhat of yours.
Nah, there's only one form. That's your daughter, man.
Ain't no sister. That's your daughter, right?
My God.
Oh, man, me and Cody got new material now, bro. Hey, people. The darkness has come full circles now, whatever. We finally got the full link stereotype going on here now. And what a momentous episode on. This is episode 28 we are on right now, whatever. And we just found out that CJ's the baby daddy.
No test required, none of that.
We gave him the darkness test right now.
Darkness?
That nigga killed me.
Y'all talking about I went to the bootleg website, but I'm here listening to us talk about this on this bootleg website, saying it is mine, so I'm not listening to none of this.
This bootleg website was nominated for awards, goddamn. So So that just goes to show you, what was that site you did your little DNA test nominee for? Not a goddamn thing, okay? FDA approved? I don't think so. So FDA, what the fuck? Yeah, your ass is the best. Damn, you got a lot to think about this week.
Oh, does he? He has a whole future thing about.
Your baby ready for school this September now. Kindergarten's coming up, man.
Yeah, no more Dr. Who events for your ass.
No more sucker punch for you now. You got a daughter.
I got a sucker punch, but bring this up on this podcast.
You got a motherfucking daughter. What does Mama Bear think about this?
Oh, man.
I ain't told her yet. Yo, Mama Bear, if you listen to this, you got a grandbaby.
Oh, my God. My mom will kill everybody.
She would not kill. She would love that baby just like she loved.
No, she would not. My mom hated that girl.
She ain't going to hate the baby, though. Come on.
No, man. Can't.
No, that is not.
She can't hate someone look just like you.
All right, you know what? Rather you know or not, just take it to Mama Bear. I want you to show him, be like, Mom, what do you think of this little girl right here? And don't even say anything. Just say, what do you think of this little girl right here? Just say, Mom, what do you think of this girl? And if she looks at that girl and look at you, and look at the girl, I'm going to tell you this right now. A mother knows.
I'd rather kidnap the baby for real to find out before I even ever utter it to my mother.
Shit, me and Cody will fly out there and help just to find this out. This is good, some golden shit right here.
I was gonna catch this on video.
Shit, I gotta record this shit. This is like this. We have to.
Look,
Cody's gonna carry the laptop and we gonna mics are all, and we just gonna be talking to him. Yep. The unveiling is about to happen now.
All right, well, we're gonna leave this at part one. I mean, it's already solved, but there we go.
Dang, solved, nigga. I like how you keep saying fuck. I'm like, Cody, he just keeps saying that just so he can sleep easy now.
Oh, no, it's solved, all right. That daughter's yours. Case in point.
And people thought my ass would be the first one to come up with this.
Exactly.
Little did you know, people, I'm only fucking one woman right now, so I don't have to worry about that. At CCJ, that's what you got your ass get for traveling around so goddamn much. But if you sat your ass at home for once, your ass wouldn't have to worry about this.
Papa was a rolling stone, I guess.
Oh, you admit the Papa was moving around. You the Papa. Hey, so CJ, let me be the first to tell you, happy Father's Day then. Shit, Father's Day was definitely something for you. You had a daughter. Fuck the topics now. This is a CJ show, people.
The CJ special.
Yes, yeah. You finally got your own episode now, people. Shit, I am so intrigued by this. I really want to say fuck the topic and do another episode or something like that. What other info do you have? Please share.
Oh my God!
There's no info, man. Nothing.
It's in photos of this girl, by the way. I'm gonna message her.
Oh.
Cody, I'm gonna secretly put her on. Like that nigga tricked us on that one episode when he had that chick on here, whatever.
That's right.
I'm gonna bring her on or whatever. And CJ, he gonna open the show up. The doc is everybody. And he'd be like, motherfucker, where that child support at? He's like, what?
Now, the reason why we broke up, you know what? You wanna know why we broke up though?
Cause you found out that she was pregnant and you ran away. Oh, you know,
not
CJ,
even close.
How long ago was this when you guys broke up?
Oh, this was definitely 3 years ago.
There you go. There you go. I still need some confirmation. Yeah, you just.
People, sorry, there will be no reviews of this week. CJ episodes every day of the week until we find out. God damn.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What did we just say, Cody? This baby looks 3 or 4.
Sure enough.
Please, CJ, continue with your breakup.
CJ, you fucking scumbag, man.
Okay. I am not Goku, okay? But
yeah, I know you love Dragon Ball Z and all that, but shit, man, life imitating art. Come on, man.
That motherfucker put in his everyday life. Hey, by the way, Martin told me he listens to this podcast too. By the way, so hey, Martin, your one of your fans here is in CJ, whatever. He has a new baby. Congratulate him on Facebook.
We need to bring him back on this show.
Oh yeah, so he can slap you upside your head and be like, "Ooh, why you taking care of your baby? Come on now."
He goes, "Why do you need to have your Superman condoms on?"
You trying to change this subject, nigga? This is you.
I'm not changing nothing anyway. So look, we broke up. Shit, we broke up because
I was ready to get on some topics too, whatever. But fuck that. I want to hear this now. So why did y'all break up, CJ?
Because she went to a church that was like it was a cult. It was a cult church.
Church? Oh, I'm sorry. Did
that remember left? She had the baby baptized?
She probably had the baby baptized there. That church did not like me. You know, I went to that church. The lady wanted to call herself a prophet. A prophetess or whatever, and she's like, "Ooh, you don't have any money, and you're having trouble with your parents." I'm like, "No shit, we're black in college. Okay, of course we're gonna have no money."
Oh my god. Okay, CJ, did you wear a rubber?
I never did it though.
Stop fucking lying, nigga. Okay, damn.
I'm not lying.
I swear,
man. I'm telling you this much.
All right, nigga, you wouldn't be this worried then. First of all, I swear, every nigga they like to brag about who they fucked with, but then when it comes down to having a child, it's like I didn't touch that bitch. I didn't touch her. No, hell no. I know I didn't touch her. Maybe I was drinking that night. CJ, yeah. when you drink, I know you, nigga. You black out sometimes. You be pat. You don't know when to stop. Shit. Like Cody, I didn't call him an alcoholic, but I know he ain't gonna black out nowhere. Or whatever. Nobody gonna rape him or whatever and shit. Oh, you know what, Cody? Happen. What's another thing of CJ attributes when he gets drunk? Don't his pants fall down mysteriously or whatever? And shit? I've never seen Cody do this or my black ass, whatever. So, yeah, at least we still have sense of what we doing and shit.
Yep.
But your ass, you just lose it all. You like a white dude. Tonight we're getting fucked up. So, CJ, just be real, man. Just be honest. Let it out. Well, apparently you did let it out in this girl. Damn.
Yeah.
You about to be a family, dude.
About to be a family.
Because I'm trying to figure out, fuck that church story. What the fuck that got to do with this baby, man?
I'm telling you that
baby.
Church.
I don't give a fuck about this church story. I want to hear about the baby.
Nothing about the baby, man. Look, she broke up with me in the summer. All right?
Oh, now she broke up with you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
First of all, you broke up with her.
I never said I broke up with her.
You did.
You asked me,
Cody,
how long ago did y'all break up?
He said
you asked me how long
broke up with her because of the church thing.
Yeah.
You just said that, you lying son of a bitch. Okay.
Look, you asked me how long ago did we broke up. I said 3 years ago. Three, four years
And then
ago.
You said, let me tell you why we broke up.
I said, no, but this is my theory, though.
Okay, what's your theory?
My theory is the church. And that guy that she with now, he went to the church and he was just waiting. He was just so happy that I didn't want to go to that church with her.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Now you created this mysterious nigga that she slept with probably or whatever.
It's the same guy. It's
that looked like you, by the way. Like you.
She does that, though. That's what she does.
Right, I've been to Kentucky. Ain't no niggas that look like you. Okay. You is one of a kind, nigga, okay? I can believe someone look like Cody, because I've seen him. He's called Michael Ealy, all right? And some people can even say my black ass or whatever, but you is one of a kind, nigga, okay? So don't sit up here and tell us this bullshit.
Look, man, I don't know what...
You had the chance to break the black stereotype right now by saying, you know what, that's my baby. I'm gonna give her a call tonight.
Or have a better chance by saying... That's not mine at all, and
CJ,
I have no DNA.
Man,
hey, CJ, I'm saying this right now, this shit gonna haunt you for the rest of your life. You better do a blood test, bro. I'm telling you, man.
It's good always, CJ. Have some closure, man.
Hey, Cody, this nigga ain't never going back to Kentucky now. He gonna be trying to. He gonna block this chick from Facebook. He gonna make sure. Power to try and avoid this chick. I think you would just have better closure. You would just do blood test and find. Since you're so confident it's not yours, then
yeah, just do it, CJ.
Take the test, and then that way you can
just do it.
you can brush that shit off your shoulder like it's nothing. Like I told y'all, I wouldn't mind with it. In fact,
tell us go fuck ourselves. There you go.
You know what? If you take the blood test, you can easily be like, "Fuck y'all niggas." I told y'all. See, y'all don't listen. Or whatever. You can have bragging rights now. But hey, for the rest of the long as the darkness live, nigga, we gonna make fun of your ass on this now. Matter of fact, not even the darkness. Any other fucking episode, mix, you know. better hope we ain't got a deadbeat daddy to movie to review or anything like that. That'd be the highlight of that review, nigga. You punk ass nigga, you. Anyway, damn. Well,
wow.
Fuck, that trumps my weekend. And that trumps mine and Cody's weekend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You can't deny that, CJ. I don't know where you came in with that bullshit ass church story or whatever. That story didn't go nowhere with this. Man, I don't even know where to go after that, Cody.
I don't either. I really don't. I think we're already moving on to questions, man. Cause shit.
There we go.
Questions. I don't think any topic is going to top that. I didn't even come close. Cause like,
damn. Wow. CJ, do you got anything else? Please. Why do we have Cody doing the topic, CJ? You should be bringing him in, to be honest. This is just shit.
Cause damn.
CJ, you got anything else, man? Anything? You found out who your real father is, or something like that? Anything else? Come on.
No, all I know is just that's not mine. I know it.
Okay.
It was just some kind of weird coincidence that a friend of mine had tell me these things.
All right, coincidence.
And then I show different people, and they get all crazy. You know, and
they get all crazy. Oh, okay.
Okay, but you showed them pictures and told them all them facts you just told us, and you gonna be telling me that's a coincidence? Okay, nigga. If I was you, nigga, I don't blame you. I'd be nervous too. Shit. If it's any consolation, bruh, I think she's a beautiful little baby. Maybe you need to help her comb her hair. That's about it. But I see why. I think your little chick there too. I think she's damn near cute for you as well. I think you three make a beautiful family, if you ask me. And congratulations, CJ. I wish I was there to shake your hand right now. Come on, CJ, Cody, let's clap for this.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, congratulations, man.
CJ, darkness achievement today.
Darkness achievement.
Darkness. It is a darkness achievement, then I guess.
Damn, dude. Congratulations. Happy 4th of July, CJ. That's the only I can think of right now where I can.
So 3 weeks off. Happy 4th of July to you, CJ.
Happy 4th of fucking July. Happy Father's Day. Happy all that, CJ. You deserve it all, man. Shit. Very proud of you. I guess you won't be making more trips no more, Nick.
Yep.
Say that money. I heard diapers are expensive, nigga.
Your child support is expensive.
You gotta find me first.
Hey, Cody, not to mention alimony, too.
I would love to be in court and they playing this podcast right there.
Hey, if you go to court, nigga, me and Cody want tickets to this shit. You gonna see us in the back with thumbs up going. Shit, we gonna be holding the baby and everything. The baby's gonna be the new official darkness spokesman. And I will babysit the baby for you if you like.
Oh man,
you wanna know everything about your father? Here, come here, let me show you.
Yeah, you see this movie he likes? Yeah, that's what he thinks all women should be like. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants you to grow up to be.
Yeah, that's why he never visited you. You wasn't a whore enough. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Wow.
I can talk to you now without bringing that up. Hey, so how your baby doing?
Woo!
Damn, that tops hurt. Damn, I can't believe we talked about this for 50 minutes.
There we go.
Shit, well, yeah, I think this is our, without a doubt, this is one of the best Darkness episodes by far.
This is definitely my favorite mind-blowing episode, man. Yeah.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank your daughter too.
thank your wife too, or your baby mama, whatever you want to call her. And thank that bullshit ass church story that had nothing to do with anything as well. Yeah. Hey, CJ, I love the facts you set up of how that couldn't be your daughter, but then yet you sell us this church story where we're supposed to believe that's the story that's gonna make us believe that ain't your kid. I'm just like, wow. the story you were telling us of how that's not your child with all these facts sound more believable than that story of the church. It was like, oh, okay, this is the story he's going to tell us, Cody, to make us believe that ain't his daughter.
Oh.
Wow, okay. Damn. That nigga trying to convince himself that ain't his kid. That's what.
Yeah, he didn't have this planned out, obviously. That's why he brought that church story. We all, just throw this out there.
This nigga must have forgot who he's talking to. That's what.
we're at least a little bit sensible.
Yeah, we ain't Wayne and Sammy. We don't let things pass by, nigga. You forgot who you talking to. You talking to two niggas.
You know what? I didn't even forget. I knew exactly. So.
Well, thank you for making us make fun of you and your deadbeat daddiness. I mean, we appreciate that or whatever. All the deadbeat fathers out there.
Yeah, all the scumbags, fucking assholes, sons of bitches.
The original Darkness Day for the Darkios.
The fucked up thing about it is CJ knew about it and just and then tried to tell us some bullshit at his church. She went to church. And she broke up with me that day.
It was God's fault. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Also, that's why you're not religious, man. God broke up. That's why you don't like Tyler Perry. Oh, it makes sense. He was sending you messages in them movies, huh? Oh, damn, Cody. Is CJ going to start liking Tyler Perry movies now that he got a child?
Yeah, he might have had his little semi-awakening right now. Damn.
Oh, fuck. We're going to have a new CJ now? Damn. I don't know if I'm ready for CJ to get his act together yet.
There was no awakening here.
Yeah, this is the most quietest your ass has ever been without sleeping on the episode.
Because I laugh so hard listening to you fools. So, thank you.
Is our X-Men logic hurting your brain right now? Damn, I think I got another poll now. Is CJ the baby daddy?
See, now, okay, I know you're about to say, Cody. I know what you're going to say. Now the X-Men make so much more sense, huh? The reason why I saw that whole Quicksilver thing.
I was saying Doctor Who didn't make much more sense. That was your last night in the town, so you had to live it up.
Yeah, and shame on you, CJ, for bringing up that Quicksilver reference, even though you were so quick to bail out on that baby like that. So
I did a Magneto.
Yeah, you're a Black Whistle.
Your reference to Magneto makes so much sense now. I get where you were coming from with that reference now, nigga.
Oh, man.
Damn, nigga.
Wow.
Wow.
How do we move on from that? I don't know.
I'm ready to get in question, but I kind of want CJ just to say one more thing that just, like, says he's guilty or whatever. I'm just waiting for him to chime in with something, but...
Steve. That much is clear. I don't think there's anything you can say. Try to convince us otherwise.
He's probably asking that website right now. He putting them facts in. That nigga's on Yahoo questions right now asking them questions.
Time for questions, then.
Darkness, everybody. Well, people, I'm sure we had a lovely lineup here, but CJ's in story was a little bit... more interesting than the random.
That was better than anything that I came up with. Anything.
I am going to bed smiling like a motherfucker tonight now. Thank you. I can't wait now. After this is over, I'm about to go have dinner with the girlfriend. Man, we are going to be talking about this like a motherfucker now. We're going to be looking at these photos. We're going to be comparing. I'm going to be photoshopping photos. You next to the baby and shit. God damn, dude. You guilty. But anyway, first question comes from Cynthia. She says, when will the next Darkness at the Movies be? Also, P1, when will you just let the let that take over reviews instead of the normal ones you do with Lehu? When CJ gets off his ass and knows his schedule, right? That's when, shit, not coming out 2 weeks later talking about you want to do a Maleficent review. It's like, nigga, yeah, I want to do a Maleficent review after 200 motherfuckers already said what they had to say about that fucking movie. Come on.
You know, I just wish if I had a normal schedule, a normal 9-to-5 schedule, then I can totally dedicate going to see the movie. Because now the only time I can go see a movie is really on Sundays. And you already got the review up by then. So unless I get a special screening or I can get an early screening on Wednesday or something like that, it won't be happening anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
When will the next Darkness at the Movies be? We got...
This weekend, right? We'll record this
weekend, correct? This weekend, right? Or are we doing it with Transformers?
No, we got that Avengers bullshit this weekend and Transformers next weekend.
So. Okay, we're not doing it on the same day?
We could. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, when did Transformers come out?
29th.
Next week.
Yeah, next Friday.
Okay, the 27th then.
Yeah, the 27th.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll be recording both. Oh!
We'll see about that. We'll wait till that day come, people, because I don't plan anything with CJ no more. So that's why I just let y'all just talking on that. I was just like, I ain't saying shit on that one. So CJ's the one that gives false hope to baby. I mean, fans. Damn, man, you worse than Jor-El. Yeah, darkness lover. Ah, put hashtag long live the darkness.
Darkness.
Long live darkness should be the new trend because I absolutely love this episode.
Wait till she hears this one.
I was about to say, wait till you hear this one. Damn, this is definitely going to top last week then.
Oh, yeah.
He says, all that business talk about Sony opened up my mind to how it works in the gaming industry. Shit, wait till you hear me and Cody talk about how Spider-Man ain't made $200 million
yet. That Blu-ray's coming out next week, right?
Is it next week? Yeah, your mind going to definitely be open when you fell out that movie was a failure. You guys definitely have the inside scoop. Sony should hire you guys.
Little did you know.
Anyway, that's a funny joke you got there, Darkness Lover. That's a funny joke. Anyways, I was going to ask, did any of you take video game or movie-related classes in school, or is this something you studied on your own? I would like to know more about the industry and business side of things and was just curious.
No, I've always been a gamer for most of my life, so I always had the know-how.
Yeah,
so.
that's just experience and just playing it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just being
being lucky to grow up in an era where we were had a lot of time to actually play a lot of games.
Anything, I would think CJ would know more than me and Cody because that nigga watches more than we do. So
yeah, not trying to pay attention.
You know that nigga got time to analyze and shit like that. So at least that's what I'm thinking. Am I right, Cody?
Yeah, well, not any more time. He got this baby now, so I don't know.
Definitely gonna have to really be watching it now. Ain't a choice in the matter. No special gear for you, CJ.
When there's a will, there's a way.
He gonna be getting mad at the baby. You fucking up, damn it! You supposed to sneak.
That's how I wanted to really know if mine. I'm gonna put a Metal Gear game or a Call of Duty game in front of it. And if it touch a Call of Duty game, I'm kicking that baby right out loud. There's no child of mine.
That is your baby then, because it's doing the complete opposite of what you want to do. That's definitely your baby. That's gonna be your baby regardless of what remote controller it picks up. No, I didn't take any classes. As a matter of fact, I didn't even take film classes. Beyond, I took theater. I didn't take any of that shit personally. I stayed away from them kind of classes. I kind of hate film classes, to be honest. Because I always hate the students that's in the fuckers or whatever. They always act like little snobs, little bastards and shit. If I hear, like, people... All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw this. If I hear Lehu say one more goddamn time in film class what he didn't do, I swear to fucking God, I'd be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you did in film class, okay? I'm going to tell you something right now. I didn't take one fucking film class on. I work in the fucking industry, okay? So what'd that tell you? I got a fucking sociology major. The fuck does that tell you? Let alone a goddamn video game thing, whatever and shit. So, no. Didn't take any of that.
Yeah, when I have friends who are artists and whatnot, and they talking about school, I'm like, you know, you should just go out and do stuff. I mean, if you're so talented, you can create a little portfolio, or there are always art galleries. You can hop there. For movies, you don't have to wait to make yourself a film critic. You don't have to go to school or anything. Just do it.
That guy on YouTube that just recently made $4 million just because of his fucking YouTube page.
Yeah, a lot of these people on there. If you're good enough and the people like you and they like what you're saying, then they're gonna listen.
Comes to your credibility, how much you out there experience. If you want to be a filmmaker, video game maker, hey man, there is lots of ways to get out there. I think personally, and I hate to even say this, I think school is a waste of time of art.
Yeah,
I really do. You're wasting your fucking time. Yeah. I think you should be doing so, because art, you can do that shit on your free time, and I don't think you should waste your time making it boring by doing it in school. If you want to learn the history of it and shit, that's fine and dandy or whatever, but as far as getting hands-on experience, you ain't got no better teacher than yourself or whatever it is you can get your hands on these days. It's so much easier nowadays to do that shit.
I mean, the same thing. I think right now, that's the reason why people think like college isn't working for people, because you know you go there and you get these bullshit degrees. I mean, if anything, right, you should go to college to be an engineer, to be a professor, to do something where you can add on to it.
Yeah.
You know, a doctor or something like that. If you just go in there just to be a window shelf painter or something, I don't know, some bullshit like that, then of course you're not gonna, you know, have anything. You're just wasting your money.
I even hate to say it, an art degree ain't worth shit today. Because you know why? Because motherfuckers like Picasso and them didn't even fucking get one or whatever, and they make millions or whatever. What's his name? Bill Gates. Another one. That motherfucker didn't go to college or whatever, nothing like that, and took none of these classes that he knows, whatever. That's hands-on experience or whatever.
Right. Like I said, if you're going to go to school and you're trying to become an engineer or something like that,
yeah,
then, hey, you know, that's great. You need to go there. But if you're just trying to learn how to make a video in your backyard or something, like that, make the goddamn video in your backyard.
Yeah, school is for like definitely science and shit like that or whatever and shit. That's why I found out I wanted to do film at probably like my end of my second year, and people was like, why don't you switch a major? And I was just like, well, fuck that. No, hell no. I'm going to get this science degree so I can get some credibility on that. And then I go do the art shit on my own time because I already know I can do it. That's what community college is for too. Whatever, if you don't want to waste your fucking money or whatever, to be honest, you go there and do all that. Like them trade schools that practices or focuses on those things. If you really want to, like, you want to not spend as much money as you will in a university, but you want to get the hands-on experience of that, you definitely can go to one of them trade schools that do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went there for a year before I actually got transferred to a university.
Do you get tricked watching one of those commercials? You got a black guy with his hat backwards, like, yo, man.
I went to LA Trade Tech by Staples Center. So you know that one, right?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I went there, whatever, and I switched so many art jobs in there, whatever. I was doing all kinds. I even went from music, whatever. I was just plugging around because that's what that's for.
You just sitting there watching TV. Just come down here, go to college.
Meanwhile, this nigga in the middle of a fucking park lot at 11.
I know, right?
The hell are you doing, nigga? That's it.
I did three shit, man.
Hey, tell you right now, half these people that work in film didn't do a damn thing in film school. Half of them got the job on based on looks. Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Had a great movie this weekend, this past weekend, but yeah.
I know why he keeps getting work.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, just work out then. There you go.
Yeah.
Video games nowadays too. Yeah, there's a reason why there's a lot more indie games out there now. It's because they're getting easier to make now, and the funding for them. All you gotta do is go to fucking one of these social networks of Indiegogo or something like that, and crowdfunding.
Oh yeah, indie games, they come out the fucking ass, man.
They come out the ass now because they're easier to make now. There's a lot of shit. A lot of these motherfuckers didn't even go to school. I heard one dude on Indiegogo made a game just because he watched guys off YouTube on how to make one.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, or even a fucking Kickstarter, dude.
Don't
take off like crazy. Like people will latch onto that shit.
I think they premiered one in E3. I can't remember the name of the game though. It was a Kickstarter, a raised game as well, and that motherfucker got bought by, I can't remember. It was a company under Sony, though, I know that, whatever, and they paid him $1 million for this shit, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all out there, man. I mean, you just gotta do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Get your lazy ass up and do something. That's another thing, too. I remember I used to hear Carlisle say this or whatever, or Cargill, if you wanted to. Guy writes Sinister or whatever. He wanted to be a writer. What he did, he said every day, wrote every day. Just wrote in and out, wrote in and out. Look at him. Now he's writing movies. He could be potentially writing Doctor Strange, probably, for all we fucking know.
Yep.
Right.
That's true.
Shit. Got two books now.
I hope he does write Doctor Strange.
Oh, that'd be badass, actually. Yeah. I can just text him if I say, you fucked that up. You know that.
Son of a bitch.
You know you fucked that up.
Yeah. Have you read his first book?
Yeah, I read the first one. I haven't read the second one, though. But I was listening to The Original Gentleman on oneofus.net.
Right.
And he gave some good insight onto it or whatever.
Yeah. And, yeah, his books were really good. Because, you know, I was really turned off with magic because of Harry Potter. Like, Harry Potter really, he took a shit in my magic punch bowl, man. And
I'm trying to figure out why.
Who?
Harry Potter. What?
Yeah, what is so offensive about Harry Potter? Because I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter. But
right, he doesn't do anything.
I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter, neither too, but the magic in the movie never once, like, threw me off to, like, I either think it's badass or I hate it. It's like
I fucking disdain for Harry Potter, you know?
Yeah. Look, why does Harry Potter take you off magic? Are we talking about the movies or the books?
Oh, just both. Just both. He just bored me as a character. He just everything
so,
about him.
About the character himself, or the whole entity of Harry Potter.
You know, I just keep it simple and just talk about Harry Potter himself.
Okay.
Him in the books.
There's
him
a lot
in the,
going on in those movies and just Harry Potter. Then.
Yeah.
Damn, this nigga's been. Time we shut him up, said Cody. He's just full of surprises today.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. But yeah, before I sidetrack this whole episode, the main thing is just to get up and do something. If you get up and do something, then you will achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't sit around and just be like, well, one day it's going to come to me. I'm like, no.
I tell indie filmmakers all the fucking time, whatever, that post their shit on Facebook or whatever, and they ask me, hey, can you read this or do this? And I tell them, why don't you enter it into one of these film festivals? Why don't you put it, that's the real test right there. Put it in these film festivals. They're easy to submit. Once you already have the movie finished, submit that motherfucker. Why you keep showing it to fucking people in your local neighborhood? Submit the motherfucker.
Exactly.
Right, people need to stop being afraid of, you know, of not failing. You put it out there. If it fails, then learn from what failed about it and do it again.
Yeah. You're going to get the criticism.
Yeah, if you're going to have a kid, go out there and have a kid, like CJ.
Yeah.
You find out it's not yours, then go out there and do it again.
And then run away again, you know? It's just cycle and repeat. It's like washing your clothes. Cycle, rinse, cycle, repeat. Oh, yeah. Next question comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, what are some actors and directors that you guys feel are overrated or underrated?
It's a good one.
Oh, man. I always say that. Sam Rockwell. I think he's underrated as an actor.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
As far as directors go, huh? I'd like to throw in Edgar Wright.
Oh, man, he's so much choice. Like I was going to say that. I know he has a lot of geek cred, but as far as mainstream goes, like nobody knows
that. I don't think he has Hollywood cred, though.
No. Which I think he deserves.
Yeah. I would even say, you know what, James Gunn, too, for that matter. I hate to get on the Disney Marvel team right now, whatever. But, yeah, James Gunn and they both have that geek cred or whatever, but I don't think either one has that Hollywood cred of, like, I don't think studios are willing to just throw them big budgets left and right, you know?
An underrated actor for me is James Badgedale.
Oh, James Badgedale is fucking amazing.
I fucking love that dude, man.
Yeah.
He was in like three movies last year.
Yeah.
He was the best part of each one of them. Even fucking Iron Man 3. He was the only part I liked about that goddamn movie.
He's fucking amazing. Yeah, James Badgedale is definitely fucking amazing. What do you guys think about Josh Brolin? You think he's underrated?
Josh Brolin, what was he in?
He was in Men in Black 3, even though nobody never talked about him.
I think he gets a lot of credit, doesn't he?
He gets a lot of credit. I think he should get more credit than what he usually gets, to be honest, because of the shit, the impressions he does, is fucking phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, I love James Brolin, but I think he gets...
He gets enough. Too. Okay, then I won't throw that one in there. I just didn't think he'd get enough as he should deserve. But
another underrated director, even though I didn't like his latest film too much, but I thought the direction was good, Rian Johnson.
Oh, Rian Johnson is not well-known. He's a very capable director. I will give him that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't like his last film either, but yeah, I think, like you said, the direction was fine. I don't think it was his fault, to be honest.
Right.
I'm trying to think of another one. I know there's a lot of actors out there. I can't think of it right now. I can't think of it.
I know they're so underrated. You can't even think of it.
Yeah. I know I get this question a lot, and I always blank on some names that I'm probably going to fucking remember later on down the eve or whatever. But I can't remember. I know what's the guy that played a goddamn, I forgot his name in Captain America 3. That's going to be the villain for the third one.
Frank Grillo.
Frank Grillo. I want to say Kalyan or something like that. Frank Grillo.
Yeah, he's a good one too.
Yeah, he's starting to get some credit. I know he's been in some three popular movies coming up lately.
He's got
projects coming up as well. I think that guy. Yeah. I think he could be a major player in Hollywood. He does an amazing job.
Yeah, I thought he was great in Warrior.
Oh yeah, he's fucking amazing in Warrior. Yeah. That's a very, if you want to talk about underrated films, that's an underrated film.
Yeah, underrated. Yep. Yeah, Warrior's exactly. Definitely underrated.
How about you, CJ? Any underrated actors you got?
You know, none that come off the top of my head. I know there's a lot of actors I enjoy seeing a lot. You know, when they pop in. What's that last movie that I just saw? But Edge of Tomorrow. There was that one guy.
Tom Cruise?
No, it was that old man. That old man
Bill
who was
Paxton?
The general.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he was... I love all the movies that he did. Not really. I mean,
he's more of a cult favorite.
Yeah. So I guess he's not mainstream.
I'm trying to think of some women that's underrated, I think. There would have been a time I would have said Lena Headey, but man, she's all over the place now.
First, let me go. I put in Mary Elizabeth Winstead in there.
I hate that bitch.
Do you? I like her.
Been hating her lately. She's been pissing me off some indie films she was in or whatever. I fucking hated her. I can say an up and coming. Scarlett Johansson's really stepped her game up. I don't know, Disney or Marvel must have really got it. She's been on her winning streak with me lately.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, are you worried about her with Lucy?
I actually like the concept of the movie, but the people behind the film, I'm a little worried about them.
Yeah, because Luc Besson's on that film, right?
Yeah, I think Luc. Who's writing it though? I can't remember the last film he just did. Can't remember who was writing it, but yeah, I was not applauding those writers at all. I was like, oh shit.
Because a lot of people are starting to give a shit. They're trying to call Limitless bootleg or Limitless with a woman.
Actually, it looks better than Limitless. Far as the premise, not better as like storytelling, it looks better. It looks like it's expanding more on the story of it. That there's a lot more going on than what Limitless had as well, but I haven't seen the movie yet, and it could be a piece of shit for all we know.
Right.
Alex, he says, well, seeing how you guys weren't all that interested in the conference, how about the games? I'm really wanting to play that Sunset Overdrive for the Xbox One. I hear a lot of people wanting to play that game.
Yeah, that's all I hear people talk about, Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
You know, Nintendo actually made me want to think about buying a Wii just because the way they had the tournament for Smash Brothers.
Well, I thought that everyone at this conference, Sony, Microsoft, and even Nintendo, even though I don't give a shit, they did their job what they had to do. But at the end of the year, Nintendo, man, their games, man, that shit, I'm sorry, that shit sounds boring as fuck.
Which one? Which particularly?
You seriously, if you still, like, really itching on the edge of your seat to play a Nintendo game, most likely you taking LSD or you a child.
Yeah. Nintendo, I do not fucking understand. I just don't get it.
They released a Smash Brothers on the was it the Wii U or the DS?
They released on both.
Okay, on both, and then they released.
That's the only game I give a shit about.
Right,
Smash Brothers on the Wii as well. Then they released Mario.
Another fucking Mario.
Three different Marios and some shit like that. I'm just like, oh my god. Okay.
Mario Party. 312, some shit like that.
By the way, Pac-Man's gonna be in Smash Brothers, bro. Don't you guys want to play that now?
Wait, who? Oh, Pac-Man?
Man, Smash Brothers. You guys care now, right?
I don't give a fuck about Pac-Man.
Right now, Nintendo is a nostalgia console.
That's all it is, man.
It really is. These are just people's cringing on their childhood, whatever. People talking about a fucking Sonic movie right now. It's just like, who the fuck wants to see?
Oh, my God. I saw
that. Oh, yeah.
God. Damn.
Hey, who brought that up in one of our reviews? I just shook my head. I was gonna say them. I was just like, you know, I don't even want to get it right. I was like, it's a Sonic. Seriously, are we fucking serious? Man, have we not learned from the previous Nintendo cash grab movies that they didn't made out or whatever before?
Yeah, it wasn't no CG animated Sonic movie. It's a live action Sonic.
Live action.
Oh, don't.
Come on.
It better not be live. Oh my.
Nobody wants to see that shit. That is like some straight up. I'm surprised Nintendo ain't passed went on to phone games by now, because that's damn sure what they are.
I'm telling you, man, somebody needs to buy Nintendo, man. I think they should just develop. Fuck all the consoles.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Amazon's making a phone right now. They need to buy Nintendo out.
Hey, I think they have enough money to do it. Amazon's huge, man.
Amazon's been getting bigger and bigger, man, especially with their music streaming they got now, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, I didn't think about that, yeah.
I told Cody I have to watch my TV and shit. I have the Amazon Fire or whatever, and I was showing Cody. They got games on this shit and everything, whatever. They getting into the game and stuff. You know what? Put that shit on their Amazon Fire TV thing or whatever, their little fucking Nintendo game, because that's damn near what they are, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It's game for the Beatles and shit. Well, they can take their fucking LSD and just look at all the fucking colors that go around. Something about their characters that just get together, Sonic and Mario fighting. It's just like, hey, who gives a fuck? Hey, them first 5 years, that's cool, but it, you know what, 20 fucking three years later?
The same goddamn story.
All right, Tom, you got to save this bitch from the castle. Some fanboy going to come in and say, CP1, you're mistaken. In the last Mario game, you didn't have to save her. You had to save Mario.
Not about the story, P1. It's about the mechanics.
I don't give a fuck. We want behind a Mario.
It's for Mario. Man, I'm like, come on. Yeah.
And you know what happens when you criticize a Nintendo game? Those Nintendo fanboys come out and say, well, I'm sorry, it's not your Call of Duty or your Battlefield. It's like, bitch, we ain't even say shit about them two guys.
Yeah, this is why we praise those fucking stories. Don't give a fuck about the stories. From the multiplayer. Exactly.
Blowing some fucking shit up. People go like, oh, you bought Call of Duty and Battlefield? Yeah. Yes!
There's only so many turtles you can hop on to Mario before you just get tired of that shit. I'm like, okay, you know what?
And people realize that motherfucker's a hippie. He's a hippie.
Yeah, it's gonna make a hippie. Go all out with that shit. You know?
Then you got Mario Kart, and then like Mario Kart, one of those things where you gotta play it once with a group of people,
exactly,
and that's it.
Exactly. Just like that last Donkey Kong game. Play that shit once. It was fun. That was it.
Donkey Kong. That old racist monkey looking. You know what, Nintendo? Here, you want to get your sales prices up? Why don't you put a kilo bag of cocaine in your or LSD in the fucking console packages or wherever when people buy the game, and put on the package with coming with cocaine included? And there you go. Because that's exactly what you look like when you be playing those games. Sorry. Them guys are sucker punch lovers.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, you want to go low, huh?
Yeah, shut up, DJ. Shit is happening on screen for no fucking reason. And if you people want to say, oh, you just never played one before, I have a Wii. I played the motherfucker before, okay?
Ooh. Yeah, I ain't want to go that far. But... did I even answer the question, or did we just go on a rant?
I think we did a little bit of both.
Yeah, you know what? No, any games? I guess I didn't really get that excited because I kind of knew most of those games were coming out. That's why.
Just the usual, the Batmans, the Assassin's Creeds, you know.
Oh, he told me that a week before the E3 game.
Yeah. I didn't tell. But it seemed emotional. It was cool, you know.
This year it was just kind of boring. Nothing really interesting or whatever. Nothing was. I guess last year was so excited because new stuff came, a new console.
Yeah, it was nothing surprising. I guess you could say
this year is very game orientated, and it was nothing surprising. And like you said, the gameplay and feature. Once we get the game, we may hate the game for all we know. So I am going to buy a handful of them games, to be honest. But
doubt.
Yeah, Uncharted. That Halo series, man, that four games for the price of one, that's
pretty great fucking deal, man. And you get the beta invite for Halo 5?
Yeah, that's a great fucking deal right there.
The hell of a deal. If I love Halo still, I'll be all over that shit.
Yeah, $60, man? Shit, that's the price of one fucking game these days.
Man, they can rehash.
Oh, and what's his name? Grand Theft Auto coming to the new console?
Oh, I'm going to buy that shit over again. You know, I'm a sucker for that.
sure. Finally coming out on the PC for people that don't...
Yep.
So there you go. So, shit. That looked pretty. I mean, I guess I had some excitement in the games, but not like I was jumping like, oh my god, I can't.
Yeah.
That fucker got to come out. I have to. Yeah, so.
See, if E3, if the only thing they did was show like all gameplay footage, I would have a much more positive overall reaction to it. But it was kind of more of a mix. They had like most of that CG rendered shit, which I fucking hate.
I was listening to Rage Select with Jason and Jeff, whatever the last podcast they did for E3, and they had a great conversation on it. Like, do you think E3 is just useless these days, or whatever? And I was just like, you know, I personally, I really do think E3 is kind of useless now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I think it really is useless. I think it serves no purpose. That and all the money that goes,
yeah,
I think it's a waste.
Yes, because
all the money goes to like cocaine and hookers to give the developers who've been working on these games.
Yeah, because these trailers that's coming out, they could just release those when any fuck time they feel like it, whatever.
And then they spend all the money on the show floor and shit, man, like all these cars and shit. And
I can tell you this right now. Had they shown a Batman trailer or Assassin's Creed one, I'm going to buy the game when it comes out either way.
Right.
So I'm going to buy the game regardless of when it comes out either way.
Right.
Shit. I think I put a lot more investment in the games than I do movies, because obviously I get movies for free. But games, you know, $60, you know, that definitely is going to be going off profit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And indie games, I come by those every now and then. So, you know, I got a question. Yeah. When the fuck is Telltale going to get this Walking Dead game finished? Shit.
I know, Manny.
Because that last Wolf Among Us episode was kind of... I don't know if y'all play that, but...
You know what? I didn't play that episode, but I hear a lot of people giving that shit praise now. So
the latest episode?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one that just came out.
Yeah, the one that just came out.
Oh,
I heard.
Okay.
I didn't hear a lot. I heard two people praising it, so...
Yeah, that was not the best episode.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to get on that then, so I can make fun of it with you. CJ, any games you interested in watching?
No, but I am interested. I will play my Metal Gear game. Okay. So,
okay,
you know, yeah.
All right. Well, Holly, she says, "Will the darkness and the darkness at the movies do a best / worst of the summer list?" Also, CJ, how long do you think it'll be before Cody hangs himself after being on the podcast? I wish you could ask CJ that question. Well, CJ, ask him the question.
Shit, I guess Cody ain't gonna kill himself. He know better. Because if he kills himself, this is gonna be his hell.
You know what?
I'm gonna
kill himself anytime soon, because after finding out CJ got a baby now, so he's new material.
That too.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of mileage right now, motherfucker.
Cody's like, I got a lot of ammo now. So.
Oh, yeah.
And will the darkness do a summer best of list, man? I don't know. I have seen. Look,
some didn't even start yet.
Well, I think The Maze pretty much the official start of the summer as far as movies go.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that there really hasn't been any music that came up, but I have been listening to some music. There was I love that that LaRue song that came out. I forgot the name of it now. I fucking love that song, though. I've been playing the shit of it. But nothing that hit me like Get Lucky from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's been some good music. If you want to do it best. I haven't played any games, though, of the summer. I haven't had anything that came out, personally.
The only game I played or watched was that Telltale game. So.
Yeah, Watch Dogs was the only game I played, so...
When did that come out? That came out in April or May?
No, that was May.
May? Okay, yeah. Well then, yeah, Watch Dogs is the only thing I played too then. I haven't seen anything on the docket that's coming out in June or July that I'm...
Yeah, there's not shit, so I...
summer games is like spring for movies, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hey, if you guys want to do a best and worst summer list... Music, games, and TV? I don't think nothing on right now, but...
Yeah, it'll be just primarily movies, because ain't shit else, really.
Yeah. I got a couple of music tracks I can talk about.
A couple of, like, tracks I could recommend, maybe, but...
They haven't came out yet for the... They don't come out until, like, end of July or some shit, so...
Right.
I got some tracks or whatever, but, yeah. If you guys are up for it, I am.
Yeah, I think we'll pull that off. Shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah. Me and Cody got to do one anyway for an episode, so.
Telling CJ, you know, his schedule.
Whenever you guys just recommend something, you got to ask CJ. Ask CJ.
We are on his time, people.
Motherfucker will say yes, but he'll forget 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that he got a baby. He got other things to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we can give him shit no more, Cody, because now he actually has a reason.
Nah, I'm going to give him shit still. Fuck that. All the shit you give me these past 6 months? Yeah, fuck up.
We still going to give him shit.
At least you actually love something.
Yeah, fuck you.
You know what? You ain't taking care of that baby yet, so we can't give you shit still. So.
Now I'm really going to go kidnap this motherfucker. DNA it.
I can't wait to you DNA that motherfucker too. Woman of Steel.
Fuck. Well, yes. See now.
She says at work the other day when we landed in Miami. Oh, Cody, man, you need to date this shit. You get a free rough flight in Miami or something like that.
She did herself.
I went off to the gift shop and you can just vanish. You can easily get off that plane. You just put it like Groucho Marx glasses on.
I ain't gonna go through the trouble getting on the fucking plane. Anyway, go ahead.
I went off to the gift shop and saw Imagine Superman and Supergirl shirts.
Good for you.
I wanted to go get them, but didn't know your size, Cody.
And you never will know my size.
He wanted extra small.
He's a tight medium. How about that?
He's got
muscles. He's got.
You want to fill that ass
for days, girl. That's steel.
I am in decent shape, but that's irrelevant to you, woman. Still, go ahead.
He is in very good shape. Trust me, girl. Matter of fact, you ain't gonna find the proper size of fit.
Oh, jeez.
She says also, don't let CJ and P1 get to you, Cody. Deep down, I know your true secret and how you really feel.
Yeah, they're not the ones getting to me. You, woman.
He wants you to get to him. That's what he's saying. He wants you to reach out to him.
Yeah. No, you my true secret. What the fuck, man?
Man, you should really start a Man of Steel fanboy / girl club. What do you think?
I think you're fucking crazy. You should start with somebody else.
He's crazy not to do it with you. That's what he's saying.
I think he thinks that's a good idea, Woman of Steel.
He said it's crazy not to do it.
I tell you what, Woman of Steel, you get that signed up, me and CJ will sign up with y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'll actually come on time for that one.
Yep, just for moral support.
Okay, I have an idea. Why don't you, P1, all get together and make your own fucking Man of Steel club? There you go. So y'all talk about it much more than I do.
Cody, you can
make sense.
You know you talk about it off air, Cody. You told us that last week.
Off air, okay.
Like, all right, I got to go watch this now.
All right, okay.
He was like, watch what, Cody? And you was just like, you know what I'm about to watch. Y'all make fun of
me. I know. He was looking at Jonathan Kent and said, like, see, CJ don't know how to take care of his kids. He's not like you, Jonathan.
Oh, shit. Damn, you are Jor-El, dude. you are Cody's father in the movie. Damn. Makes all perfect sense now here. I'll be Zod then. How about that? Bust my left testicle just to get a line out.
Put you in a penis ship.
Yeah. When P1 can do that. I can't wait for this club to get started now. Fans/ girl club.
Yeah, you guys have fun with that.
I'll sign Coach for him. No.
Yeah. Still a steal.
Signing me to shit.
Wait till you put your man in. Now, you know, Cody learned from my mistake. If you put your steel in her steel, make sure you have that steel.
Cody knows I put the rubber on, goddamn. Okay?
My steel is nowhere near her steel. Trust me.
That ain't happening. Good, though.
I don't give a fuck.
And you would too. Man, you could. Well,
I ain't going near that woman. I'm good. Too much torment, man. I don't give a damn how good she might look.
Man,
don't care.
Good. That's all I got to say.
Don't care. Keep bringing that up, man.
Make it good, man.
Don't
tell
care.
You, what if this is that one chance where this is... I ain't even joking. What if
this is... No. No.
What if it is?
No.
What if it is?
Not.
What if it is?
What the hell is Megan going to do on the planes, man? She's making this big, elaborate lies to fuck with me? Nah.
It ain't a lie, man. It's love.
Hello? Okay.
It's reality. It's reality.
It's her reality.
It's your reality. It's that movie's reality. Zack Snyder's reality. Brad Marshall. He says, although that web series idea sounds cool, it would be a sad day to see you leave, P1, or hand over the site to a younger talent on here. Oh, he ain't that younger than me. He an alcoholic. He gonna catch up.
Yeah. Just give me like 6 months.
He's just daddy now, so he's up there.
Uh-huh.
After Lena left, I thought this was done. Hey, I that bitch didn't leave. I kicked her out. What are you talking
That's a true story right there.
That's a rumor that was going around when I said, like, people kicked her out. After leaving the lab, I thought this was done, but gotta hand it to you for picking it up. Taking it over and dragging yourself as a finalist in the podcast world. Impressive. And don't forget, million views in less than a year. just saying, if you don't give me a compliment, give it all. Anyway, I will be a fan of whatever you will be doing. Now onto my question. Did you guys study film, or did you always know you wanted to work in some capacity of the film / entertainment industry? Also, do you see yourself going in further in the entertainment business? Kind of covered okay. Study film.
Yeah. I think we kind of covered that.
As far as, did I always wanted to know I wanted to work in film or entertainment? No, not really. I remember growing up, I wanted to be a firefighter. I wanted an exciting job or whatever and shit. I didn't want to be behind a desk or something like that. I wanted something that kept the adrenaline going or something like that. But obviously then I grew up and was like, I'm black. What the fuck?
Wow.
I remember at one point I did want to be a cop just so I wouldn't be pulled over or something. So I wouldn't have to, that way I could be part of the problem. Not
you would end up like that one crazy cop that would burn down the house trying to expose that all that stuff, the craziness.
I remember I did all the firefighter training and all that shit too, whatever. We had like a fire simulating building and shit that set on fire and you have to go and save the mannequins out of that shit. I got high scores and all my shit.
You know, that's why you probably didn't get picked for that Power Rangers show. You probably thought you were showing that for real.
I really was kicking the statues and shit like that. Ah! Take that, dude. Ryan Cranston, take that. You know he's not on the show no more, right?
He must have went to like the Power Rangers set thinking it was a real set for the firefighting. Like, man, we get to fight monsters and aliens. All right.
Man, I really didn't know I wanted to get into entertainment because in high school, I was doing we used to do like the school bulletin on the TV and stuff. Yeah, it'd be like that. And I realized I was doing the music session. A lot of people were laughing, you know, cracking jokes and stuff. I didn't realize I wanted to do entertainment until after high school, though. At least for me, because that's when I was just like, you know what? Because I was working a desk. Damn. You make good money in here, but this shit is boring. I got my credibility issue. How about you guys?
Yeah, I would agree with you. It wasn't until like a bit after, probably last year of high school or like the year after, so I figured out like I wanted to do stuff like pertaining to the film, entertainment, whatnot. So
DJ gonna be like, shit, I don't have a future for that no more because I got a baby. So I can't be splurging like that no more. How about you, CJ? Papa CJ.
I always wanted to work behind the screen, behind the scenes and everything, you know, like running photos or recording or I just love the whole creating some type of entertainment for people, but you know, now I'm old. So
that nigga said I'm old. You might as well really say I'm old and got a baby now. I can't do
the baby.
Damn. Okay. Well, do you guys see yourself going further in it then?
It's possible, man. Possible, man.
I know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I just need to do something drastic. Like I got a friend. He wants me to like drop everything I'm doing and go to Japan and kind of backpack across Europe and see what happens.
I find coming to entertainment these days is around two things. It's around the people you know or just taking chances.
Yes. That's
right. It sounds about those two great chances of doing things. I personally always loved doing entertainment, though. I've been doing it since I was a kid or whatever. I don't want to bring up no old commercials or anything like that, but... You know, But yeah, I don't see myself going further, but I would love to do it. I can't predict the future. I ain't Miss Cleo.
Even that bitch can predict the future. She's still in jail. So.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, that bitch predicted something. My uncle called her ass one time, so shit. Why can't I find a woman? I said, that sounded like mom. That sounded like uncle. I ain't gonna say his name. Oh my God, that is your uncle. Oh Jesus Christ. last question I got here is from Lance Garrison. He says, wait. You mean to tell me that Sony's PS4 is selling in damn near 30 more countries than Xbox One? They are only leading in money by $2 million? That's embarrassing numbers if you ask me. That's like an indie film only trailing by $2 million compared to The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Shit, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true right now.
So sad.
I know Chef is above, not in financial, but in the box office, higher than Spider-Man 2. Anyway, CJ, I'm with Cody and TPO. Competition don't mean nothing. Competition these days are like fan service that a company will do better because another is leading. Do you guys think competition is good or bad for business these days? You know, that's a good point, too, though, about Sony and Microsoft, that You know, 30 more countries than Microsoft and only $2 million ahead. You would think that's an interesting point you bring up there, Lance. That is kind of embarrassing. Sony should be pissed right now, actually. You should be selling like 5 to 7 million more, if I'm not mistaken, right? No wonder they fucking numbers are failing over there. What is it, like 30? Is it 32 or 42 countries Sony is in, or?
I don't know.
I forgot, and I know Microsoft is 13 to 16.
Damn.
That's a goddamn shame, Sony. Damn, yeah, I ain't think about that, to be honest.
Nothing to be happy or brag about. It's only $2 million ahead. Well, I didn't know it was like that. Jesus.
Yeah, you know, Sony got the whole Asian market on like, Microsoft hasn't expanded the Asian market yet.
Right.
So that's a big gap right there as well. God damn, Sony.
Man,
you just get more embarrassing every week for me, don't you?
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. Every podcast, you just get more embarrassing now, whatever. When did Sony become the laughing company now? All of a sudden?
Right. Oh, man, it makes such great consoles, too, man. It sucks.
Man, you used to make such great movies, too.
Used to.
You used to make a lot of great things. What happened?
Yeah, they make one like every other year.
I like how they said 22 Jump Street may fill in the gap for Spider-Man 2. I was like, it blew up. Okay.
Nah.
That's cutting some limits.
No.
Man, that is some wishful thinking right there. Something.
Yeah, very much so.
I think competition is good or bad for business these days. Personally,
That's a good question.
I'll say this. I don't think competition does a goddamn thing. I think competition is bad these days. Only people that praise competition is... I didn't get your fan service thing there, but I think I kind of do now where you say... Competition only serves a fan service by saying, you're hearing fans going like, well, I'm glad it's competition because that means the other company will be working even harder. And I'm going to tell you this right now, that's not fucking true. that's not fucking true. I can give you a perfect example of that right now. Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
DC is really working hard to keep up with the quality, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Release like fucking 7 movies in 1 year, so yeah.
Perfect example, if I'm not mistaken, whatever. You know what DC is over there focusing? Well, not even DC, Warner Brothers is focusing on? How come we can't make as much money as they are right now? Competition don't look good these days with people.
Yeah, it used to. I mean, yeah, it used to like push the companies forward to so they could one up each other and, you know, make the be the best that they could be. Nowadays, the companies know what the other one's doing before they even release their shit. So now it's like, oh, you guys are pretty much doing the same shit. So it's like, I guess.
Well, the only thing is you got to hope that they're not doing what the old company got in trouble for back in the day, how you thought they were doing competition against each other, but really they were just kind of like, all right, look, I'm going to raise it $5, so you raise it $4.99, okay? So if you do that, then we both get to screw them.
Right.
Walmart stopped competition. How about that? There you go.
But
yeah. Look at they shit, man. I was in there the other day, just walking around, whatever. I bought a TV stand back in the day at Best Buy for over about $300. Now that sounds ridiculous. I ain't gonna lie. Nowadays you can buy a fucking TV with that money. They had the same fucking TV stand for $69.
Wow. Wow.
And I'd fucking ever been in a Walmart before that. I'd have looked at that and been like, I'd have been fucking pissed right now.
Hell yeah.
So, look, competition don't really mean shit these days. I mean, if anything, like I said, I really didn't get that fan service thing you talked about, Glance, but now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, it really does, because that's, people only think that now. Well, I'm glad it's competition, because it's just going to keep that other company working hard. I can tell you this right now, working for a company and all that, whatever, they ain't working harder. They're wondering how they're going to keep their stocks going. That's all that is.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Apple is another perfect example of that. Still going strong in business and everything, and last thing they're worried about is competition. They don't give a shit what's saying. They, like a lot of people saying, oh, you think this Amazon phone is going to knock out the iPhone? It's like, do you think Apple gives a fuck? Do you really think they give a fuck?
It's true.
I don't think they give a shit, to be honest, at this point. I mean, or like a lot of people were like, or last year with the whole Microsoft and Sony thing, or whatever, when Sony kept throwing out the disses to Microsoft. Microsoft didn't say anything back. Do you think Microsoft give a fuck? Because at the end of the day, whose stocks are higher?
Mm-hmm.
Who's not having the financial trouble today?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Well, and they didn't say anything back. They were too busy taking those iCams out.
Yeah. I went to the release party for the Xbox One. They even put up a banner saying congratulations to Sony or whatever and shit like that. Whatever. I don't think companies nowadays really give a shit about because you know what? Another reason why is because when competition becomes too fierce, the other company is gonna buy that company out or try to bust his ass and try to figure out what can I do to be better to the point where he probably goes out of business or loses more money. So I think the other company nowadays don't give a shit
mm-hmm.
as long as their company is doing fine.
Yeah.
And it's funny that a year from now, Sony was making all those jokes, and now their company seems to be falling apart. Funny how competition works out for you now, huh?
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's just me. I don't think competition really works. I mean, you guys work on a site right now, whatever. Do you give a shit about other sites?
No.
Yeah, see? Do you give a shit about other movie podcasts or whatever it is you guys do?
Right. But yeah, I'm sitting on the outside because I don't look at the numbers and shit like you do. But
yeah, I can tell you this right now. I mean, numbers are important to me, or whatever. But am I looking to be? Would I like to be like a number or like IGN or something like that? Hell yeah! But do I look at them and go like, oh, man, I need to find out how to put them out? No, I can give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can give a shit less. I have amazing spoiling bastards. I have great numbers or whatever, and new people come in all the time. Reviewed a porno movie that actually got featured on their website. Who would have fucking thought? Who would have fucking thought that? Now that's funny right there. Whatever. So yeah. So you know, I'm proud of what I have to say that. Let's say that.
Nice.
So, how about you, CJ? Because you made the comment that you think competition still strides businesses these days. So how do you feel about
that? Well, you know, I mean, on a small scale, when you're like a, you know, starting out your own, like, entrepreneur. Now, when you become like a big-time billion-dollar corporation, it doesn't even matter at that point, like you said. Because some of them, they can buy out each other, and then they act like they're in competition with one another. But
throw in Apple once again. They just recently bought Beats. Or we can look at AT&T. They just broke a deal with DirecTV. I mean, how's that going to work out for like people that have Verizon DirecTV or something like that? So, you know, they're buying the competition. They can't beat Verizon, so why not buy out their competition? You know, lower their numbers down and shit. So,
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know, I think competition is still good, though, when you're like a little man trying to get better. When you're a little guy trying to, you know, come up. As far as when you're already a big corporation, it doesn't really fucking matter because they're all owned by, like, the same fucking person making all the same decisions.
whatever Verizon doing, AT&T gonna do whatever AT&T doing, Verizon gonna do, and then they're gonna change flip the switch. So
you know what I say to that? That is a good point you bring up, CJ. If you do have a small little company or business, whatever, competition shouldn't be your drive. Then if that's your drive, then you shouldn't be in business. Then
that
should be passion. And your passion should be what drives you to be, want to do better. If you don't have that, then I don't know why you in business then. That's just a personal preference. So, you know what, Lance? Well, you bring up a very good point, but I didn't even think about that. That does sound like some fan. That's
yeah.
Some fan talk now, whatever, or however you would put that, fan service, I guess. People, that's been an episode of The Darkness, baby.
Ooh, that was as action-packed as he gets.
Man, that was some great questions from the Spoiling Bath, the darkies out there, whatever, and a great topic, CJ, man.
Thank you, CJ.
You don't get no better than that, man. Shit, let me clap one more time.
Yeah.
CJ, man, thank you, brother. Say hi to your daughter for me this weekend, okay? I'm going to keep her away from you two Negroes or whatever. You're going to turn my baby girl out or whatever. That nigga been quiet. Every time we talk about her now, she's just quiet.
I'm just enjoying this. So when I do prove, I don't even have to prove anything to you,
yeah,
but
you
when
do.
I do.
Yes, you do. You do, nigga. Keep saying that all you want. Yes, you do. Well, people, anyway, I am the Phenomenal One.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
You're a Papa Chicago John. that's been another week of the darkness. Best darkness ever, too, by the way. We'll catch you people. I guess, I was going to say our next episode is Darkness at the Movies, but then we'll see how that works out. But
yeah.
We'll catch you people next week then. Later, bastards.
Later.
All right, later, people.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.